TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello again, it's Andrew here and I've got some answers for our quiz questions. So question one, I asked you who wrote The War of the Worlds. Well, it was H.G. Wells. Way back in around 1895-96, and it was published in hardback in 1898. It's certainly a famous book, and the infamous radio broadcast of it in 1938 by Orson Welles caused panic when listeners, it's in the USA this by the way, thought it was a real news story and was happening in their country. It has inspired 8 films and quite a number of radio dramas, really. It's also inspired the musician Jeff Wayne to create his 1978 album of the same name that's certainly been performed on stage in live shows for many years since. I suspect there are many more films to come from the story. Question two, I asked you about the composer who wrote The Marriage of Figaro and The Magic Flute. Well, it was Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who we tend to call Mozart these days. Born way back in 1756, and did you know he died aged only 35 years old and yet provided us with all this wonderful music. Possibly one of the most famous classical composers, although I'm sure everyone will have their own favourites. He was born and died in Austria and was married with 6 children. Unfortunately, only 2 survived infancy. And The Magic Flute and The Marriage of Figaro were both completed just 3 months before he died. Question 3. I asked you, which football team has won the FA Cup the most times in the men's game as at 2024? Well, it is Arsenal, with a total of 14 wins, closely followed by Manchester United with 13 wins. And then after that, the next nearest clubs are Tottenham Hotspur, Chelsea and Liverpool, who each have won it 8 times. So no doubt those numbers will change as every year goes by. Question 4, another sporting question was about golf and what do we call the 1 under par, 2 under par, 3 under par. So 1 under par is known as a birdie, 2 under par an eagle, and 3 under par, there is an option, or double eagle for the 3 under par. So that's albatross or double eagle for 3 under par. It's fairly rare to see an albatross. We do often see birdies and eagles in the professional game. If you watch golf or listen to it on the radio, you will hear that being called out quite a lot. What I did find out is that there is a name for the very unlikely 4 shots under par. And of course, you can only be 4 under par on holes that are par 5 or 6. And that's called a condor, which I'd never heard of. And there are a small number of recorded condor scores. That was quite a surprise to me, but there we go. They didn't mention anything about 5 under par, so I think that's a safe one for now. Question 5, I asked you about the periodic table of elements and the lightest noble gas. So the answer is helium. And of course, that's the stuff that floats balloons for us at birthdays and all those kinds of things. There are 7 noble gases in the periodic table, helium being the first, followed by neon, argon, krypton, xenon, radon, and organoson, which I must admit, I don't think it was on the table when I was at school. Perhaps they've found it since, of course. Question 6 was all about plant biology and where in their cell does the process of photosynthesis occur. It is in an area called the chloroplasts. If you've got anything like that for your answer, give yourself a point. Plant cells comprise a large central vacuole, which occupies most of the space, a nucleus or nuclei the green chloroplasts, mitochondria and cytoplasm. And it's in the coral plast where the photosynthesis occurs. And that, of course, is the essential process where plants convert light energy, principally sunlight, and they convert the carbon dioxide into oxygen and they convert the light energy into glucose, which, of course, helps us all live and breathe on Earth. But did you also know that plant cells are generally rectangular, which is somewhat different to animal cells, which are typically more of a, I'll go with a round shape rather than a circle, given that circle is very specific. Anyway, moving on. Question 7. To what creatures would we include crayfish, lobsters, crabs? Well, they are all crustaceans. If you put shellfish, I'm going to let you have the point. Did you know there are many, many, many different species in this family? They range from microscopic plankton all the way up to the 12 feet span of the Japanese spider crab. And I certainly don't want to meet one of those on the beach. All crustaceans have jointed paired appendages that serve various functions, including walking, swimming, feeding, and sensing. And most of them also possess two pairs of antennae. But did you know that woodlice are also part of this same family? Now, we wouldn't call them shellfish, really, would we? But we're going to let that point stand if you did use shellfish, because we didn't put woodlice into the question. Anyway, question 8 was a bit about a famous scientist. I asked you which scientist had won Nobel Prizes in two different scientific fields. The person we were looking for was Marie Curie. Born in 1867 in Warsaw, she moved to Paris to study at the Sorbonne, due to limited opportunities for women in Poland at that time. She was the first female professor at the University of Paris and discovered radioactivity, polonium and radium. She died of leukemia, more than likely brought on from prolonged and unprotected radiation exposure in 1934. But is certainly well remembered for all of her work in those two fields. Question 9, I asked you about the largest city in Scotland, and the answer we wanted was Glasgow, which at about 2020 was recorded to have a population of 630,000 or so people. Of the 8 cities in Scotland, Edinburgh, with just over 500,000 people, comes in at second place. And then Aberdeen comes in at third with just under 200,000. And Dundee is the only other city with more than 100,000 people in it at all. Our last question in this quiz was, which island is occupied by 3 different nations or countries, depending on exactly how we want to categorise them? Well, the island of Borneo, which is actually the 3rd largest island in the world, sits in Southeast Asia and is crossed by the equator, and it's politically divided among 3 states, with the borders broadly following demarcations that were previously put in place by the British and the Dutch. So the sovereign state of Brunei up in the north takes up 1% of the territory. So they haven't got a very big claim here. 73% of Borneo is Indonesian. And then in the north, the East Malaysian states of Sabah and Sarawak make up about 26% of the island. And the Malaysian Federal Territory of Labuan is situated on a small island just off the coast. So what an interesting place Borneo must be. That's the end of our quiz for this time. Thank you so much for joining in, and I wish you all well. Bye-bye for now.
TNF Soundings.